The city of Seattle will hold a symposium tomorrow on the city's booming medical marijuana scene. A panel of experts and public testimony will help Mayor Ed Murray formulate interim city regulations for the sector. The event comes as city officials are trying to gently rein in these unregulated businesses. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Seattle has long been one of the most welcoming cities for medical marijuana providers. Businesses with green crosses advertise their wares all over the city. But there's friction between some medical marijuana providers and state-licensed stores, neighborhoods, and federal authorities. Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes says city officials are hoping the state legislature will resolve this tension by passing regulations for medical marijuana in some form. Earlier this year, the city council extended deadlines for medical marijuana providers to come into some form of compliance. But Holmes says some businesses took that as a green light to expand. Now, the city has sent warning letters to medical providers trying to hit the brakes.
We are sending a clear message that those businesses are operating outside even the compassionate city of Seattle's guidelines, and that is not welcome.
Holmes says his office has filed civil complaints against 5 marijuana businesses for violating city code, and another half dozen are in the pipeline. He says the Seattle Police Department has also executed search warrants for marijuana plants recently. One case last June involved a West Seattle grow operation called Rain City.
The police took their action in response to neighborhood complaints about odor, about operations. And so, again, here is an operator way out over his skis, making a pest of himself in the neighborhood, and, brought down the law on him.
SPD spokesman Drew Fowler says police also confiscated plants from 2 houses in recent weeks, also after complaints from neighbors. Medical marijuana providers are hoping for a bridge to some kind of legal status through the state legislature, although last year those hopes came to nothing.
Politically, things are very tentative right now.
That's Oscar Velasco Schmitz at the Dockside Co-op, a medical marijuana dispensary in Fremont. He'll be one of the panel members at the city's symposium. He hopes the state legislature can find a way to harmonize medical and recreational marijuana. And he has faith that Seattle's crackdown won't be too severe.
It's well within their right to enact zoning and enforcement and so on. I think they'll do it in a compassionate way. Like I said, our city officials are very thoughtful and they're not going to be heavy-handed.
Mayor Murray plans to introduce interim regulations for medical marijuana before the end of the year. His staffers say the testimony presented at this week's symposium will help craft that legislation. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.